Good morning, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. It is hard to believe it, but this Sunday we arrive at the third Sunday of Easter. Last week, you may recall, it was Divine Mercy Sunday. We had that beautiful scene of doubting Thomas and God, Jesus, coming to him. We call to mind the wow of the resurrection, that Christ is risen. And we saw last week his presence indicates the vow of the resurrection, that the risen Lord is still connected. He's still interested in, he is wedded, if you will, to his friends. It was a very tender scene. He invited them to touch him, to feel his wounds. He breathed on them. This week, the wow of the resurrection continues, and so does the connection, the vow of the resurrection. But we see something even more beautiful. And this road to Emmaus reveals it. More than a walk down a path, Jesus in this scene is revealing the depth of his love, the depth of his victory. That he is the King of all creation. Suffice it to say that Jesus Christ is the centerpiece of everything, the Alpha, the Omega, the of heaven and earth, and everything is fulfilled in him. His resurrection is big news. Some of you may recall the TV series that was on CBS several years ago. It was the reality series called Boss Undercover. It was high-level corporate executives who went undercover. They took jobs within their own company. It was an interesting show. And in doing that, the execs learned a lot about their own companies, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So often, I think that that's an analogy for Christian faith, that we have a God who has gone undercover. He has been with us. He's seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we might think of that appropriately at Christmas or Easter or the risen appearances. But you know, I think it's just the opposite. The God of Jesus Christ is not boss undercover, but the risen Lord shows us that we are the ones undercover. And over again, the risen Christ appears to wake his apostles up, to wake us up, to call us out, to reveal that he is Lord and there is no other. You see it in this scene. These apostles, these disciples of Jesus were walking on the way. Jesus approaches and he asks, "What are you discussing?" He listens to all that they have to say, all that has been happening. And they tell him. We hear that they are disoriented, they're disappointed, they're confused. What has happened? And then after listening, he stops. And he says to them, "How foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke." Then, says St. Luke, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. We don't know how long this walk lasted, but we know its effects. After listening to them and calling them out, he begins to open the scriptures. Their hearts are warmed. They say, "Stay with us, Lord." And they recognize him in the breaking of bread. All of the fathers of the church, up and down, and great spiritual writers tell us that what's going on in this resurrection appearance, this road to Emmaus, is this. Jesus is celebrating the Mass. The liturgy. It starts, if you will, with a penitential rite. They come to their senses. He uncovers their foolishness. And then he instructs them with his word, and that is all fulfilled in the sacrament, the breaking of bread. And afterward, what happens? They are transformed. What began with them going away from the city of peace, they run back into that city, rejoicing with good news. My friends, on this third Sunday of Easter, we see again the wow of Jesus that he has risen. We see the vow that he's connected. But we also learn that Jesus is everything. He is the centerpiece of the universe, the linchpin of history. This revelation of God's victory over all things is to be thought of. How slow of heart we are to believe, how easily distracted and blind and undercover we can be. In these days of wearing masks, we're literally undercover. And now is the time to allow the Holy Spirit, the risen Lord, to open us up, to see. To say, Lord, stay with us, for it is evening. And he does. And the Lord Jesus not only stays with us, but he leads us. And in these times, what great need we have to be led. I want to close with some words of St. John Paul II, which express this revelation, and it may be worth our thought. John Paul II wrote, "It is Jesus you seek when you dream of happiness. He is waiting for you when nothing else you find satisfies you. He is the beauty to which you are so attracted. It is he who provokes you with the thirst for fullness that will not let you settle for compromise. It is he who urges you to shed the masks of a false life. It is he who reads in your hearts your most genuine choices, the choices that others try to stifle. It is Jesus who stirs in you the desire to do something great with your lives, the will to follow an ideal, the refusal to allow yourselves to be grounded down by mediocrity, the courage to commit yourselves humbly and patiently to improving yourselves in society, making the world more human, more fraternal." And one time, speaking to the people of the United States, he said this: "When you wonder about your role in the future of the world and of the United States, look to Christ. Only in Christ will you fulfill your potential as an American citizen and as a citizen of the world community." My friends, it's only in Christ that we find the fullness of life. On this third Sunday of Easter, together with those disciples on the road to Emmaus, let us allow ourselves to be found by him so as to be transformed by the resurrection. God be with you.